Pasuk says, that told us Aaron and Moshe Yibur Hashem as Moshe Bahar Sinai. These are the toldos of Aaron and Moshe Yom Dibur Hashem as Moshe Bahar Sinai. On the day that Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, Hashem spoke to Moshe Bahar Sinai. Torah HaKadosh over here tells them a fascinating thing. And Rashi says, "Ve'ena nazkel b'nei Aroi v'niku told us Moshe, v'shalimdon Torah, v'lamid shekom v'lamidis ben chaver Torah ma'ala v'lakozo ki l'yolodo." The Torah tells over here that these children were Bama's biological children to Aaron. However, the Torah is biyachas them after Moshe also, because they became Moshe's children. On the day that he taught them Torah, the Lamed, she called him a Lamed, has been Chaveru Torah, Ma'ala, Olof, Akosav, Kila, Yilozim. The Torah gives you the consideration like you gave birth to them. A tremendous chiddush here, Barsa. By teaching over somebody else Torah, he becomes your child. But this is a fascinating thing, Barsa. That by learning Torah from somebody, he becomes a ben, and the move on Hadover is obviously in the Pashtus Hadvarim is because there's obviously two parts to every human being. There's the physical body, which is born and grazed by parents, but there's the real person, and that's his neshama. And the Shama also has to grow. The Shama also has to expand. The Shama also has to get high. That's through the koyach of Torah. And through teaching a child Torah, you have him grow spiritually. He becomes a different person. And the person that you've created to the koyach of Torah that you've taught him is credited to the Creator. Kaviyochul, in that sense, the one who built him up, the one who helped that person develop who he could become, develop into the person that he's supposed to become. That's through the koyach of Torah, which is mashpi on the neshama. So the schar goes to the person that gets involved with it. So says Rashi. The Sitzri Chacham asks a very interesting question, though. Although Moshe taught called Klal Yisrael, so why wasn't all of Klal Yisrael called the toldos of Moshe Rabbeinu? We know we're called Bonim Lashem, and Rashi tells Pashvos Hanan that's because Hashem teaches us Torah. Svichon is Mechadish to Mashal Lomid Lekol Yisrael Torah Hoi B'mitzvahs Hashem Yisborach. That was from Tzivu Hashem. Hashem commanded him. Hayoyim Hashem Mosh Alei Elai Asher Kosav Loi Roysa וכן אין שאר לא מכל המלמד, אבל כבי בני ארון שלו היה מושה מחויב ללמוד עם מהם. תאוב חי למס בנוי תוירו, שמחוכי ניקו הם תולדויסו של מושה וכן נראה דדיק לשנו, אז בן חברו היא תוירו. תהיה כרשי, זאת עשית לכם, זאת כל מלמס בן חברו היא תוירו. כל מלמס בנוי תוירו, It's not kilu yoldo. You don't have to say that because he was mamish yoldo. No chiddush. Kol melamed is ben chaver Torah is because you took out the time to teach another person that you didn't have the chiyuv necessary to do it. You took out the time to help that person get where he needed to get. That melamed is ben chaver Torah. The extra mesiras nefesh that went into helping to help that person himself. It wasn't b'tzivoy davka, because there's no commandment on it. All Klai's, the rest of Klai's of Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, and he taught it, but then he took Aaron's kids aside to teach them. That was an extra credit. Now that is Komalam is Kilo Yoldo. The Rechaim HaKadosh says another Chiddush. Unbelievable sacrifices. So according to the Drashi, it was learning Pshat over the years, the Pshat because he learned them Torah, he taught it, and according to the Sifzei Chom, he was placing Nefesh and made the extra effort to teach them Torah. But then you have another Madrega. And that is how Chaim HaKadosh tells us that even not because he taught them Torah, and maybe the Chaim HaKadosh is choyrich on this Mahalach of the Sifzei Chom, and that choyrich on the thing, I understand. But Kabbalah is Ben Chaver Torah, Kilo Yoldoi, Kilu Yoldoi. There's another Knetch over here. And that is that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them to live. And because of that, they're called his Talbis. That there was a Xeira on Aaron's children after the Maisa, after the Nod of Aviyu, after the Maisa of Zohar Egel. Because Bohu said he was to take, I've had Nod of Aviyu davened, but there was a Xeira on them. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. V'choyu. V'ar nisa'alev Hashem la'ashmidu. Sh'ilu tfiloz la'atze lozo v'yisomar. So what's the pshat beyond Dibur Hashem? The day Hashem spoke to him, what was on Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes? On. To try to save Aaron's children. That's made up by Samaria the Gazach over here. That according to Rashi, we can understand that the Lomdis, you teach somebody Torah. You go ahead and give over according to Sichon Moshe Nefesh, do an extra effort to teach somebody else Torah Ben Chaveri Torah. You were mechuyev and you did it. You gave him nuchdias, you built him up. Okay, you understand? You become the children, they're your children. Zotar Chaim Hakodesh another knech that he didn't have to learn teach them Torah. The fact that he went ahead and davened for them. They became his children because b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas, they would answer to live, and if they lived vital physically because of his tefillas, b'etz of the gzeir was supposed to be that we nishmat, but Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas helped. You just made, you just were koyach through Moshe Rabbeinu, the koyach, that they become his tefillas. Vayist ois. That live, give life to somebody else, you cause somebody else to live. You cause them to live. That's the schus. You get the schus, not only stam, kilu yoldo. You save someone's life. You extend someone's life, you save someone's life through something else that you did, through the koyach of your tefillas, through saving that person's life. You zoicha that person, the schus of those people, the schus of those people, are nechshav like your toldos. Those are your payers. Those are your toldos. And the pshat is because you're giving life. Giving life to somebody else. extending his life. That's what a parent does. A parent's job is to give life, to bring the child that was is bringing and creating life. Moshe Rabbeinu through his tefillas saved them, gave them more longer life. Kilu Yehuda is a boisai. The fizet comes out of murder. The gichidus here. We don't realize. We think that what we do for others doesn't matter so much. But we don't realize that if we give life to somebody else, if we help them live, if we daven for them, if we give them encouragement to help them live, it's a madrega of Gilu Yoldai. Not just learning them, teaching them Torah, but saving them, having them live, having them succeed. And if we want it, if we can extend it to that mantra of succeed, keeping them, that they should stay and learn, encourage them to stay in learning, to have emesachius, encouraging them to succeed in their learning, causing them to succeed in their learning. This Kilu Yolda. Maybe we could tie this to another pshat. The Kilu Yolda Kovalam is Ben Chaver Torah. Kovalam is Ben Chaver Torah is because you're giving him chiyus. That's what's Kilu Yolda. Not that, because you're giving him chiyus. You're helping him to live. You're helping that child to live. If he's living through you, it's another madrig of your old daughter. Avada, your children are like that, but Ben Chaveira, you teach someone else Torah, you're giving him life, because Torah is Chaim, my son. But the Yisrael you want to say is that the more you cause a person to live, the more it's misyach is to you as Keilu Yolda. You have created, you have extended his life. It's like your child. And it doesn't have to be every second. It could be once in a lifetime. Then you daven for somebody and you cause them to live. Or you went over and you said a good word. But that gave him the rutzen to go on. You encouraged him. You spoke to him. You gave him the time of the day to make him feel good that he's a person. You gave him a reason to live. You're going to be rewarded with the fact that you are the parent of this child, of this Talmud, of this Bach, of this friend. Because you gave him chinus. You gave him life. You give him a reason to live. With our words sometimes, the boy said. The Chofetz Chaim says, Hamovis v'achayim b'yad ha-loshin. Mavis, we understand how many people kill other people through the Loshin Hara, through the disparaging words, through the shtusim, talking out in the thing. We know that what Mavis means, the boy said. Just go out and talk about peanut butter cups outside. You know what Mavis means. Wasting the most precious gift that a person can have to talk about fireful beans, lychee nuts. But besides that, Rabbi said, you have to realize the power of Chaim B'yad HaLosh. Then you in the koyach of your peh, you can cause, you can bring life to the world. You bring life to the world. You're not a doctor. You bring life to the world. You're a doctor. You work in the maternity ward. You deliver babies. That's how you bring life to the world. You save babies. No. I encourage chaverim. I give chizik to people. I use my tongue, my holy precious tongue, to give chizik to people. I build them up. I daven for them. I care about them. And I put my koyches and my efforts to give to help encourage them to be successful. It's a madriga from Kilo Yolder. The person will come back to the next world and see thousands of children that he has. And what's the nafkamina? Is Kilo Yolder or not Kilo Yolder? So what? It's Kilo Yolder or Kilo Yolder? What do we need to Kilo Yolder? He taught us the Torah, he gets the schar. The Teretz is a Borisai. That a Ben, the Kirch of a, the schar from a Ben is the biggest schar of us. The schar from a son, from a child, is the biggest schar. And more than that, the schusim that a person has by bringing more children into the world, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu next of it, that you populated the world, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chacham Shloime has a shaila in Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra Siman Aleph. There's a shaila of Gilu Yolder Yimikai Pru Revu. The person teaches a son, the son has to teach a daughter, also has to teach a girl. But you become pruvu by teaching. If Chassid Shalom people that I can't have children, or whatever reasons it is, the mitzvah, even if you have children already, Hashem is Yitzhar to populate the world. You become it. You get the Yolder, Rabbi Yisrael. Every one of you, more children than children, Rabbi Yisrael. The schusim of children in the world. You're populating the world in the right fashion, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the charge of Isaac. We can do things for ourselves, or we can chayim and mosbi out of losh, and we can change the world. We can populate the world of Isaac. We can endlessly populate the world in the true fashion of population. Not just bringing who knows what to the world. Thousands of kids who have no, but populate the world with oivdei Hashem, and that the tachlis of Baruch Hu. So what we're learning over here could be even a greater thing than just stam the mitzvah per revu, because you're populating the world as the chinuch says. Hashem gave mitzvahs to the world, but no, if you don't have enough people here, we can't do it. And the more that do over Hashem, the greater kiddush Hashem and kavod shemayim is. So the meila, those who help populate the world in the true fashion, in the true meaning of the word, populate with over the Hashem. To the koch of your dibor, to the koch of your tefillas, to daven for someone, they should have atzlocha, they should be scabbard as yetzahara. But you're better daven to save the children of Aharon for the physical death. We can daven for spiritual dying angels. You'll tell me you can't daven for it, you learn for all this stuff, you can daven. Brewery davened that those biryonim should do tshuva, lahadru b'tshuva. Yitamu chaton v'loi choytim. And they were hajj of tshuva. That was aschus. We get down for friends that do tshuva. We get down for friends that have atzlocha. That should be mitzliach in the oifin of yuchnias. And then, according to this Archaim HaKadosh, we are tefillas, we help that this child, or this kid, or our friend, or yidid, did tshuva shleima. And he went the way of the Yiburish, and he was zochah to life. You're zochah that becomes your child. Your child. We should be zoicha to understand what it means to Boy Sai. The purpose that we have to help populate the world. To help create an environment, a world that Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy with. Through Koch of Atfila, the Koch of Atayra, the Koch of Inspiration, the Zoicha, to this Madrega, of all these children that we could bring to the world, Boy Sai. To the koyach of our dibur, to the koyach of our encouragement, our prayers, our tefillas, shetaka, bizoicha, to many, many, many hatzlochas, many, many people that we change around. Sometimes we were not the big charismatic, balik makare, we daven to them. Bizoicha to the tshuva shleima meher of your meher.